Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This is a PM Team Weekend Review. Obviously, we have the U.S. Open for the 10th time here, which is really cool. And listeners have gotten upset that I am telling the truth about this U.S. Open. That I had an uplifting story, a tremendous putt at the end, a dramatic finish. But really was not a great tournament and will not be remembered as a great tournament in the history of golf, in the history of U.S. Opens, and not even in the history of U.S. Opens at Oakmont. And people have gotten really upset at me for that. Most of the calls, shockingly, have come from richer, more well-off areas like Mount Lebanon is out to get me today. And when Mount Lebanon's mad, they go at you and say things about you on the text line and social media that you really don't get other places. Like one person who's angry at me was asking about my 401k, you know? Was insulting the size of my 401k. Another one said, you don't have a wealth management guy. Like, oh, man. Damn. Another one said, let's compare W-2s. That's what happens when you get the Mount Lebo crowd. All of Crowley's fake friends worked up. They go right to the I make more money than you, Will. Okay. You probably do. Congratulations on all your success. And speaking of that, how about Callis? Big pop for the radio station that when the U.S. Open signs on the air Sunday, they have this great open that shows iconic moments from U.S. Opens at Oakmont while also talking about the steel industry and the backbone of what has made Pittsburgh an iconic city in the world. And so the first voice you heard belonged to Harry Callis. I have the clip here, Dom, so pull this down a little bit and let me turn this up. This was Callis on NBC.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up. Because the world might have changed a lot over the years, but the DNA of Western Pennsylvania really hasn't.
So it was Michael Keaton, who NBC hired to talk about Pittsburgh and what Pittsburgh should mean to the world of sports and just the world, period. And they thought the best way to get that started was by showing a portrayal of a steel worker driving to the plant in the morning, listening to Callis. I have a theory on this. I don't think that this is something that was just done on the up and up. I think that Callis recorded that for them. I think Callis got an email from NBC and they asked for a clip that said, hey, can you have one of the guys on the morning show when he introduced a segment and said the station name? Can you send that back to us? We'd like to use it on the U.S. Open broadcast. And he said, sure. And then he just recorded that and sent it to NBC. Because when else does he say your hometown talk station? He barely, like, remembers the phone number to call in the morning. He's so discombobulated and disheveled.
See, this is a fascinating point by you, because that was one of the first things I thought was he gave the full title of the station.
He gave a formal intro, like a sports radio, 93.7 The Fan, your hometown sports talk station. No human on this radio station talks like that.
I remember when the whole Aaron Rodgers news broke, the NFL reached out to us and said, hey, can you give us clips of callers?
Yeah.
And Craig asked me to, you know, find clips and send it to him, and I sent it straight to the NFL. So if the same thing happened
here... I think the same thing happened, and he just did not get the memo to the morning guys. He so recorded it.
You think he manufactured it?
So he could be used on the air, yeah. And he should not, and I love Harry, but he should not be the face of the radio station. Why do I say that? Listen to this.
This Hopewell High School star's decorated career included a Heisman Trophy, college national championship, Super Bowl title, and enshrinement in both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fames. Who is he?
Shady McCoy.
Incorrect.
That's the voice people heard. A guy who didn't know Tony Dorsett played at Hopewell, played at Pitt, won a Heisman Trophy, and then went on to win a Super Bowl. That's the person who now, if anybody was like, oh, I wonder what that station that they played during the U.S. Open, I wonder what that sports talk station is all about. That's what they would find. That a guy who thought Michael Jordan went to Duke is the voice they heard. A guy who didn't know Penn State was in the Big Ten, but worse yet, Dom, didn't know the Big Ten was a conference. Didn't even know there was a college sports league called the Big Ten.
And people across the country are probably like, oh, this guy has to be a big deal at the station if his voice is being used.
So I hope that people don't do their research because they're going to be disappointed that that's one of the... Man, how could they employ someone who's that uneducated and that ignorant when it comes to the history of Pittsburgh sports? So that's my conspiracy theory. I think he recorded that for NBC.
And if that's true, I got to be honest. I think you and Crowley and Joe and all the hosts...
Well, hold on a second, Hold on a second, though. I don't think that it's... See, this. Don't throw me into this war. They should be... Crowley and Doran should be upset. Because the whole point of that is guys driving to work in the morning to start his day. So I'm not supposed to be on the air then. It's those two guys. Those... one Crowley's voice, because he's the person that does the ins and outs on that show. Callis stole from Crowley. 100% is what happened there.
And I think Crowley should be upset about that.
I think if we subpoenaed and did discovery on Callis's email, we'd see a paper trail of him sending that clip to NBC.
And I think Crowley...
I really believe that.
And I think Crowley should demand to see the email.
I think you're right.
I mean, Pony, this was on NBC. This is a national audience. Millions of people. Yep. Mike Tirico heard this and is probably like, oh, maybe this is like an up-and-coming broadcaster in Pittsburgh.
And he heard him say, hello!
He didn't know the Big Ten was a conference? I didn't know that.
He did not know the Big Ten was a thing. And he did think Michael Jordan went to Duke.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a PM Team Weekend review. A lot of things on the table here. U.S. Open discussion. Are you coming around Aaron Rodgers? And coming up next, I want to play for you what the Steelers quarterbacks coach said about Will Howard. Because I want to know what your expectations are for him. It's interesting going back and looking back on what national championship winning quarterbacks did in the pros. One of the biggest, most complimentary things I've heard about Will Howard has been he played great in big games. He won a national championship. Well, what does that get you in the NFL? You might be surprised with the answer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.